question was recently asked in Halakha of a fellow that was in Middle America in a hotel somewhere, and he was there over Shabbat, and he wakes up in the morning and there's freshly brewed coffee in the hotel. So he wants to know, is he allowed to drink from that coffee? It's clear that the goyim made the coffee. The question is he allowed to have a cup or not? The question itself is a great dilemma in the halakha, and the poskim all talk about it. The sides to say that it's okay is that since in that hotel the majority of the people are goyim, and therefore the assumption is that the people that made the coffee made it for the goyim, and they didn't have the Jew in mind, and therefore he could drink from it. However, even in such a scenario, Maran said that only in a time of need or mitzvah or circumstance can we rely on such a heter when it's made for the goyim. However, there's a rabbi called the Zera Emet, and the rabbi of course called the Chida, that say maybe there's a difference from the case that Maran was talking about, the coffee. Maran was talking about bread, where going into Shabbat the flour was mukseh, and therefore we more mahmir on them going to make the bread for you on Shabbat, making the bread for themselves and you partaking in it, because going into Shabbat the flour itself was unprocessed as mukseh. But the water, which that's what coffee is, going into Shabbat, it's not mukseh, it's water. So therefore there's more room to be mekel, they said, by liquid than by food. So therefore, Hacham Avadiyah writes in his Sefer Halichot Olam, on the Ben Ish Chai, Parashat Teruma, that those that are lenient to drink from that coffee that was made for the goyim, in a place where the majority of the people are goyim, have what to rely on. So long as they do not appear at the time that the coffee is being made. Because if they're standing there when the guy's making the coffee, so could be the guy's going to add a little more for the Jew. We're talking about the guy's not there, he comes downstairs, the coffee is made already, they make the same amount every day, whatever they're making. Therefore, the halakha, those that are lenient to drink from the coffee in a place, again, where the majority are goyim, they have what to rely on based on Hacham Avadiyah and the ruling of Rav Chida and Zera Emet. Of course, the halakha is referring where the ingredients of the coffee are known to be 100% kasher. I should also point out that this does not apply to cappuccinos, where they're being made individually for each customer. This was 100% asur. So again, a person wants to partake in black coffee that was made for the Rav Goyim, and he's in the hotel and he was not there at the time that they were making it. There is room to be lenient to drink from such coffee, although the Ben Ish Chai, it should be pointed out, was against it. He took the strict understanding of Maran. However, as we explained, we have the Zera Emet, Rav Chida, it's also the opinion of Gedulat Elisha, that also hold that this is mutar, as brought down by Hacham Avadiyah in Halichot Olam.